This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
The Holy Father always has a joyful message every Wednesday. What was his message this morning at the general audience?
Yes, in fact, he is continuing his catechesis on apostolic zeal, on that apostolic joy, as you said, John. And today he focused especially on St. Paul. In fact, he called St. Paul a true champion of apostolic zeal. And he looked at those also who have a very special kind of zeal and those who have been martyred for it. He said that for men and women of every age, language, and nation who give their life to Christ, they should be seen, he said, not as heroes, but as mature and excellent fruits of the Lord's vineyard. And he added that all Christians, by participating in the celebration of the Eucharist, are led to base their lives on the mystery of love, on that Trinitarian mystery of love. And also to remember the idea that Jesus gave his life for each person, and therefore each of us can and should give our lives for him and for our brothers and sisters. And the Pope then asked that all the faithful remember all the martyrs in the life of the church. And he explained that Christian martyrs in our time are actually more numerous than in the first centuries when we are used to hearing about martyrs. He recalled that the Second Vatican Council reminds us that martyrdom, by which the disciple is made like his master, who freely accepts death for the sake of the world, by which he becomes like him in the shedding of blood, is esteemed by the church as a distinguished gift and a supreme proof of charity. And then as he finished his catechesis today, he spoke about martyrs all over the world and also about particular Christian witnesses in different parts of the world. And he turned his attention to Yemen. He called Yemen a land that's been wounded for many years by a terrible and forgotten war. He pointed out the many deaths and the suffering that are being experienced by the people and children there, and pointed specifically to the work of the missionaries of charity who have been there for many years. Now, on a personal note, my husband John and I had the chance to spend time with Father Tom Uzenlil, who in March of 2016 was kidnapped. He was doing a beautiful missionary work there in Yemen, and he was kidnapped there in Yemen and held for 19 months. He was such a gracious man. One of the many miracles he told us about was that he is very severely diabetic, has to take his medicine multiple times there, his insulin multiple times a day, was without it for 19 months. And miraculously, his life was spared. So the Holy Father asked all to pray especially for those who are giving Christian witness in the country of Yemen. And finally today, John, the Pope asked that all the faithful pray not to grow weary in bearing witness to the gospel, especially during difficult times of tribulation. And he said that all saints, all martyrs, we pray that they can be seeds of peace and reconciliation between various peoples, and especially for a more fraternal world, while, he said, all are waiting for the kingdom of heaven to be more fully manifested, when, of course, God will be in all. John.
And the Holy Father's message in mentioning Yemen is a reminder that the church is suffering in many parts of the world, in the Middle East, in China, in Africa, and so many places where there's persecution against Catholics and other Christians.
Yes, and he said that despite the fact that this persecution is going on, one should still consider ways to give your life for others. He said, because charity and fraternity have no boundaries.
Meanwhile, on a much happier note, just in a couple of days, on April 21st, it's a big day for Bella Roma.
Oh, I love the Tanti Auguri music, John. Indeed.
Tanti auguri a te.
Natalie di Roma.
So Isn't
that how they describe it? Natalie
That's
di Roma.
So great.
Happy birthday to
the
Rome.
The birthday of Rome. Yes, you got it. And tanti auguri literally translates to best wishes. So we're singing best wishes to Rome because it's Rome's 2776th birthday. Imagine that. Imagine the cake they're going to have to bake to fit all those candles. But in sure enough, as you said, John, the 21st of April, the Eternal City will celebrate this big birthday. And the date is selected based on the legendary, that is the mythical founding of Rome by Romulus in 753 BC. And so you can imagine that Rome marks its birthday with lots of pageantry. So there's a group, an historic Roman group, and they actually try to bring history to life. And during these days, they are going to reenact battles and Roman rituals and do all kinds of displays of ancient theater and dance as well. The biggest event is a costumed parade that passes by the Colosseum. Imagine about 1,500 people will be part of the parade, will be participating. There's going to be staged gladiator fights in the Circus Maximus. There's going to be a gladiator school for kids.
Kids got to love this. They got to love this.
Isn't that fun?
I know. I know my son would, well, even though he's 15, he would love seeing authentic Roman soldiers going at it.
Exactly. Well, he might also want to jump into the game of Harpastrum, which is an ancestor of rugby. There's all kinds of fun things going on. The theme is actually about water this year, and they're going to do workshops that focus on different water ways that water has been such a blessing and a resource to Rome over the centuries. And in fact, the grand finale of all of this will be a concert outside of the Pantheon right there in the historic center. So it will be quite a wonderful experience, John.
And this is happening on April 21st, which is this Friday, which ironically coincides with the 20th anniversary of Morning Air. Can you believe it?
So exciting, John. Well, I'll tell you, it has been such a gift to be part of Morning Air for over half of its life. I've loved every minute of it. So thank you very much for inviting me to be part of the Relevant Radio family these last 11 years.
Grazie, grazie. And we so much appreciate your contributions every single week. Meanwhile, spring has sprung in the Eternal City. What is happening there? I understand that the annual azalea flowers are in full bloom.
Yes, indeed. So there's a very special tradition here in Rome. And if you go to the Spanish Steps, you know, the famed Spanish Steps, that wonderful 18th century staircase.
Piazza Spagna.
Piazza di Spagna. Esatto. Esatto. Piazza di Spagna with the Church of Trinità di Monti on top. Well, it is decorated right now with hundreds and hundreds of azalea plants, these pink flowers in terracotta pots. This is a time-honored spring tradition that we do here. It goes back more than 80 years that this has been happening every April and May. And the plants are cultivated in Rome's nurseries at Santo Sisto, and the azaleas, they've been cultivating these azaleas for about a century there. And then once the plants cease flowering, they return to the nurseries until we do it all again next spring. And I think one of the most famous ways that I think of the Spanish Steps, and I bet many of our listeners too, is from that iconic scene in Roman Holiday with Gregory Peck and Audrey Hepburn when they have a little bit of gelato there on the Spanish Steps as she, the princess, enjoys her special day out in Rome.
And that is the site where there's that beautiful statue of our Blessed Mother for everyone to honor.
Yes, exactly. The beautiful statue of the Immaculate Conception. And that's where every year the Pope goes and places a wreath on her hand on the 8th of December, remembering that great feast and honoring Our Lady.
And there is yet another celebration coming up on the 21st in a couple of days, and that is the Feast of Saint Anselm, that 12th century Benedictine monk. How is his feast being celebrated in Roma?
So Saint Anselmo is, of course, very beloved here. And in Bomarzo, Italy, they are having a very grand celebration to remember him. Now, to give you a little background on this town, it is quite a peculiar and interesting place. Now, first of all, Bomarzo was the home to a family that was very powerful during the Renaissance. They were called the Orsinis. And one of the members, Pierre Orsini, created what we know now today, what we call the Bomarzo Gardens. They are not like any garden you might imagine because they were not created to please our senses. They were actually created to astonish us. And inside of the gardens are these absolutely gigantic sculptures that are nothing short of bizarre. They're mannerist of art and some of the examples of the sculptures there. So imagine a huge sculpture of one of Hannibal's war elephants who's simultaneously crushing a Roman legionary, mangling him. There's a house, a sculpture of a house that actually leans. You can go inside of it. It leans on purpose, right? There's a horrific face of a ghoul, and you can enter into the mouth of this, and everybody goes and has their photos taken. It's very odd, but really fun and cool. And in this small town, which was so influential during the Renaissance, they're having a Renaissance Day in honor of Saint Anselmo, Saint Anselm. So they'll have an historical procession with figures in costume. There's going to be drummers. There'll be flag wavers coming from various towns. They're even going to have duels. And then everyone will eat the Saint Anselm donut. So this is an unleavened donut that it reminds all of the sweet bread that Anselm used to produce to feed the pilgrims on his way on the Via Francigena from Rome to Canterbury, England.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.